Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a road rage shooting on a downtown expressway ends with a man's arrest. WBBM's Rachel Pearson with the latest details.
The shooting happened Friday morning along the Dan Ryan on the ramp to the outbound Eisenhower. Illinois State Police say a man fired several shots at a vehicle, then fled the scene, though no one was struck. An investigation led troopers to Chicago resident Stephen Moore, who was later taken into custody. The 30-year-old is now charged with three counts of attempted murder. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A woman is hospitalized after a shooting in South Shore last night that brought out the SWAT team.
Chicago police say a 26-year-old woman was shot in the shoulder around midnight near 77th and South Shore, which is close to Rainbow Beach. She was taken to the hospital initially in fair condition. Police say the gunman may have escaped to a nearby apartment building, so they called out a SWAT team. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The wake for fallen Chicago police officer Luis Huesca is being held this The wake was held yesterday. The funeral is being held this morning. It's going to be at 10 o'clock. The wake yesterday at Blake Lamb Funeral Home, 103rd Street in suburban Oak Lawn. Maria Torres is a nurse from Cicero. She showed up to pay her respects.
Very young, and there's so many of them. It's like, come on. It's Chicago. Put your guns down. Please, put them down. Do something about this. This is ridiculous. This poor guy, so young, and just before his birthday.
Leaders from the Chicago Police and Fire Departments were among those there to pay their respects.
A 21-year-old Chicago man is charged with stealing a high-end car from a dealership in Crystal Lake.
The Lake and McHenry County Scanner reports a criminal complaint claims that Taylan O. McChristian broke into Martin Chevrolet on February 19th and stole a 2022 Alfa Romeo Stelvio Quadrifoglio. Records show the SUV's price when it was new was $88,000. McChristian was arrested on April 24th, but he later was released when a judge denied a petition to detain him. McChristian is due in court on May 23rd. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A 33-year-old man is dead after being shot in the South Chicago area last night. His name is not yet being released. Police say the man was found near 88th and Burley with several gunshot wounds to the body. He was taken to a hospital where he died. Police say they're looking for a dark-colored sedan that left the scene after the shooting.
Officials at Riot Fest want to buy Chicago's infamous rat hole from the city.
The punk rock festival, Riot Fest, offered the Chicago Department of Transportation $5,000 to purchase the concrete slab with the rat-shaped splat mark. Posting their offer to buy the infamous rat on Twitter or X, the fest gave CDOT 24 hours to respond. When they didn't hear from the city, they threw in two VIP passes to anyone who can help facilitate the purchase. Chicago's rat hole was torn out last week from the 1900 block of West Roscoe Street in the city's Roscoe Village neighborhood because of damage and is being held at an undisclosed location until the city decides what to do with the piece. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A woman from South Suburban Hazelcrest is helping spread the word about a disease that disproportionately affects African Americans.
Giselle, who asked us not to share her last name, is battling amyloidosis, or hereditary ATTR, an abnormal buildup of protein which runs in her family. Giselle is sharing her story as part of Alnylam Pharmaceuticals' Family Health History Road Trip Program, which is meeting with members of the ATTR community.
In this condition, the symptoms vary so much that it's hard to detect that you have the condition because no one person has the same as the next person. So it's difficult for the providers to determine whether or not a patient has this condition.
And she is trying to make Chicago a much safer space for ATTR patients.
It is necessary to get the awareness out there so people can get tested. And if I can reach as many people as possible, then, you know, I will be a happy camper.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Some SIU future dental hygienists are using unusual tools to help them earn a special laser certification.
Chicken wings, carrots, tomatoes, and hot dogs are part of the training for SIU Carbondale senior dental hygiene students to earn a special laser certification. The 15 students participating in the course test the intensity of the many types of lasers, using them on the different textures and thickness of the foods to simulate what they'll encounter when treating the tissues in the mouths of future patients. Professors say the optional laser training enhances the students' marketability. They graduate next month. Varun Black, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
There is a push to end solitary confinement in Illinois prisons. Chicago Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights spokesman Chris Bridges says the group is one of several behind a new report on solitary confinement.
There are mental health issues that impact folks who serve solitary confinement. There are physical health concerns and safety issues that impact folks who are forced into solitary confinement. So we want to try and bring Illinois law up to snuff or up to speed with the United Nations view of what torture is.
The Illinois General Assembly is considering the Nelson Mandela Act, which would restrict solitary confinement by prohibiting prisons from holding anyone in solitary for more than 20 hours a day for more than 10 days.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.